of my life, I could reach the goal with precision. Provisions I can't grasp, too many fucking decisions. Deciding to be disciple, decipher my intuition. A rifle, I'm armed and living a cycle of harmless giving. These gifts away to the public, salvation army is living. Somebody tell them I lived it, survived it, so now I shifted. The year I buried my father, I promise I never quit it. I want you to know deep in your soul you hold a different light. When it's exposed, it leave them frozen, that's a different break. See, I'm a pro cause I mastered despite the laughter. A raptor before the rapture, with all of the hearts I captured. I'm captive, steering this friendship, keep going another chapter. Your story only gets sweeter, like chocolate chips in the batter. Eat up, then lick the spoon, your time is coming soon. Yeah, we gotta load up all the rockets, then blast this once we on the moon. Sing. Yeah, there's nothing sweeter than the life you live before you meet her. There's nothing sweeter. Just remember that there's love to give before you greet her. Yeah, there's nothing sweeter. There's nothing sweeter than the life you live before you meet her. There's nothing sweeter. Sweet the people need me. Lyrical diabetes. This diet will cause a riot. I got them all screaming, feed me. Just try it and always keep your shit private. Can't let them see me. I'm focused on being better. They watching me more than TV. Ooh, life really be kicking ass. Still, then let it pass and stand up, get in the car, put seatbelt on and hit the gas. See, cause where we going, only God knows. So follow his guidance, he'll give you some tips and keep him hollow. And Biden still hasn't the shit, he's at Apollo. We watch it from our seats, I just close my eyes, never swallow. We model the things we hate, hide the things we love, then question our precious gifts like they didn't come from above. Like you didn't just kill your dreams and wonder how you fit the glove. Like you didn't survive that battle when every push came to shove. Here's a hug, so when you feel you're on your own and got the chase, just show them that you're divine. And when they ask how it tastes, they know that. Yeah, there's nothing sweeter than the life you live before you meet her. There's nothing sweeter. Just remember that there's love to give before you greet her. Yeah, there's nothing sweeter. There's nothing sweeter than the life you live before you meet her. There's nothing sweeter.
Yo, yo, ladies and gentlemen, what's good with you? This is your boy, King Reckless, coming at you with another episode of the Reckless Effect Podcast. How y'all feeling out there? I hope y'all feeling good, because I'm not, but we're going to get into that in a little bit. That was, gosh, I want to pronounce her name right. I think it's Jessie Ray. Anyway, that is her joint, Honey. And I was just scrolling through the TikToks, you know, doing my thing. And then I saw this woman pop up and she had this beat on. And I was like, ooh, okay, I like that. And then she just started spitting and was talking about, hey, this is my new song. Go stream it. You know, run these numbers. And I'm like, hell yeah, because I loved it. I love the message. I love the vibe. This is, that's hip hop. I love that. I love it. And if you want to follow her to stay up on anything that she got going on, girls from Minnesota, lives in New York. Her name on Instagram is J-E-S-I-R-A-E. R-A-P-S. I'm going to put that in the description on this post so then you guys can go follow her because, yo, I love that sound. I love that sound. I love that backpack sound. I love that, like, real hip-hop, like, early 90s, you know, that renaissance with, you know, Tribe and Black Sheep, and I love that sound. I love it. I love that pocket, that J Dilla era. Like, I love that. Yeah, so again, like, check that out. Like, that was dope. Anyway, if you are watching the playoffs, like I know you guys are, there is so many, like, great things that have happened, but there's also some sad shit. Like, you know, my Cowboys losing to the 49ers, that was painful. That was painful to look at, and then to deal with all the 49er fans coming for me. Like, stay out of my inbox. I hate. Ah. Anyway, let's not get into that right now. Okay. Let's not get into that. All right. So, but I hope that your team, whoever you're cheering for, is still in, still rocking, except for the 49ers. Go Eagles. Let's go. yeah, I'm that guy. I think the Bengals have a really good shot at going. If, you know, the play that Joe Burrow has been showing us in the playoffs, there's no doubt in my mind that they can make it. You know, but then, you know, there's Patrick Mahomes, Patty Ice. You can't stop that offense. But I think Bengals have a really good shot. And on the other side, the Eagles, they look strong. They look dominant. They look focused. They look I could see an Eagles and Bengals Super Bowl. I think that would be very entertaining to watch the Kelce brothers go at it. You know, that would be a lot of fun. But that's just me. Who you guys got going? You know, let me know. Let me know. I want to hear. But let's start off with something like just a little, this caught my attention and I love it. Black Sheep's $750 million lawsuit. Let's just dive into that. Cause that like, who are you, what, even though this happened like about a week ago, something like that. It's still huge and it has like heavy implications onto, you know, the music industry and how artists will get signed or how they get paid, I should say. So the beautiful thing about this is that the Black Sheep and a whole bunch of other artists are looking to get their paper based off of a deal that happened years ago. So basically what's happening is they're leading Black Sheep. They're leading a class action lawsuit that alleges that Universal Music Group signed a sweetheart deal with Spotify in 2008. The agreement offered lower royalty rates for UMG in exchange for cash and equity in the then just starting out, the barely new digital streaming platform. The lawsuit was filed on January 11th in the Manhattan court. Now, this is crazy because the members of Black Sheep are saying that UMG did not disclose the deal, which greatly affected royalty payments to the duo and other musical artists. That is phenomenal. The duo also claims that the alleged UMG and Spotify deal violated their personal 1990 contract with PolyGram, which merged with Universal Music Group 8 years later from 91. Or from 90, sorry. Per the lawsuit, the initial 1990 contract required the parent label to pay 50% of all net receipts connected to the exploitation of Black Sheep's outputs. The suit says that the corporation failed to fulfill that contract obligation and cheated artists like and including Black Sheep out of $750 million based on the value of the Spotify equity, which value allegedly was not shared with the artists. This is mind-blowing, and this is beautiful. Like, one way or another, they're going to get their money. And this is the thing with all the studios and everything. They found a route. They found a way to make as much money as they can, right? That's business. I get that. But they found a way to continuously screw the artist and make sure that the house gets paid first, gets paid the most and you continue to make pennies, right? With the and understanding the UMG. So this is basically how I interpret everything to have been going, right? They treated the Spotify deal, let's say the label, treated the Spotify as like a new artist, right? We don't know if you're actually going to pop, right? We see potential, but we don't know if you're actually going to pop. So we're going to put in this money and we're asking for this, this, and this, right? Because if Spotify was to fail, right, it's no harm, no foul. We pay out these pennies and call it a day. And the artist, none the wiser, doesn't really care because at least their music is being put out somewhere to where people can hear them, you know, in hopes. So then they can, all they're thinking is, hey, this is another avenue stream. This is another move. This is something for us to get paid. I get it, right? But because we all know that Spotify blew the fuck up, it didn't really matter if these newer artists were coming out and putting out all these Lucys and getting paid off of these Lucys and then drop the album with that Lucy that already got a billion streams. So then this album, now it all calculates into one thing and we get all this money, right? Because the album sales look like genuine full album sales when they transfer it all into, you know, their algorithm or whatever, right? That's why Nicki Minaj's album, for example, her Queen album, it did better than what people initially thought. The album debuted at number 2. She was pissed off about it. But even though she knew that the numbers were not going to hit number 1, she then added the really hot single Fifi with Tekashi. And when she did that, the numbers inflated and made the whole album look like these are genuine album sales, which brought her from being either 4th to then 2nd in sales, hoping that it was going to give her that 1st. And that's kind of what's happening here. They believed that, yeah, we could potentially make a lot of money, or we could potentially lose damn near nothing. We can have you use this music for a while, but if we're not seeing a huge return on it, we could pull that shit. And we come out on top with still money that we get from you guys, and we just pull our shit, and that's fine. But the artists, it's their work. They should be the ones getting paid off of that. So this is very, very, very interesting. And I'm going to keep my eye on this because if Black Sheep ends up, you know, winning and getting these royalty payments that they're owed under Universal's contract, that is going to change a lot when it comes to artists, their work, how they get paid. The 360 deals is going to be reevaluated. They're going to look at a whole bunch of things and recognize, hey, you guys are cutting us out on the back end on a lot of shit, like a lot of shit. So let's figure that out. Let's get that going. And sooner or later, I don't really see it happening, but there should be a union when it comes to artists. They should have like their own, like, you know, union of sorts. I think that you're going to see this revolution of artists, especially in the hip hop community, because it is the most popular form of music that's currently out. So we're going to see a lot of changes. We're going to see a lot of shit going on. And I, for one, am very excited about it. I can't wait to see what happens next. Now, let's move on to the next thing. 21 Savage. Listen, I wasn't originally a fan of 21, but he actually kind of earned my respect when I really started listening to like his lyricism. And when I listened to 2018's I Am Versus I Was, or I Am Over I Was, it was great for a young man in his 20s, early 20s, to put out something with substance with style, you know, and you partner with like J. Cole on the opening track, you partner with like Childish Gambino, you have like these affluent and influential artists to not only guide you, but to show you another side of, you know, of what you know and bring you into the now. Like that is, that's amazing. So looking at this young man, it's just like, all right, I see where you're going, but the thing that bothers me though is that 21 had this moment where he's talking on a Clubhouse appearance on, and he's talking about these remarks about Nas and about you know, the industry, some rappers of old, and then this, he started to speak about the crime in the past, things that he's done while he's arguing with people over the internet, and it's about his street cred and everything, and 21 Savage asks, am I a real nigga? Niggas on this bitch acting like I'm just a rap nigga. Damn, I done brought more of you niggas home than you. Them facts. And then it starts to escalate and come into something completely different. And he's talking about killing people. People that his group has killed. Talking about wanting to just end people's lives. And the thing that bothers me the most about it is that he's reliving all of these things and talking about committing serious crimes. Serious, dangerous, like disgusting things, right? And it just made me think of where hip-hop is right now, where the gangster has to constantly prove that he's a gangster and live this lifestyle to where he or she wants to end lives, and we see a perpetual state of violence and insecurities and just death, murder, mayhem, and destruction, and it's like, why do you feel like you need to live this lifestyle now that you've made money, right? Now that you've made money and you are successful in a sense, why do you revert back to like old habits or bring up old shit, especially in the midst of like what's his name, YNW Melly? Like, he's, you know, in jail right now awaiting trial for killing his homies. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have people going through this shit and they're using their lyrics and their art and this RICO case is coming up. Like, they're using your art and the things you say to knock you down and to send you to prison. Why do you feel like this is the time to continue on with this behavior and this mindset? Why? I don't, and I think it's mostly because, like, I'm not of that elk. I'm not from that. But what bothers me is that I don't want to see my people go through this dumb shit over and over and over. You know, it's sad to look at our circumstances and look at each other and say, well, you holding me back. And it's like, nah, you're kind of holding yourself back because you have so much potential to be more. And 21 Savage has done a lot for his community, a lot more than I realized, a lot more than a lot of people really know. But you can't talk about wanting to help your community and build your community when you're also, you know, in that same breath, talking about how you've ended people in that community. That doesn't make sense. You're going to have to pick a side. You can't be on both, because either the streets is going to get you or the people's is going to get you. You know what I'm saying? Like, we need to do better within the community. I get that there are a lot of circumstances that put black people in these positions to where they have to literally fight for their lives, literally pick up a gun in order to defend themselves, or because they're afraid of what could be, what could happen, or the people that you love might be next. Like, I get it. I do. I get even how the system from way back, you know, put us in these positions. I get it. I do. But when are we going to start to look at things, really evaluate things, and do better, do more, go places, go further, go farther, go harder? But we don't have to pick up any more guns. We don't have to go and kill people. We don't have to end any more lives. We don't. We need to start building our people. We need to start doing that more. That's all I'm saying about that. That's just how I feel. But let's move on to something else. The final season of Wu-Tang. Woo! Wu-Tang, the American Saga. The last season's about to drop next month, and I cannot be more excited about it. I watched every episode. I'm loving all this. I have some little bit of insides or inside scoops, you know, about them, which, you know, obviously I'm not going to share, but I cannot wait to see this finished product. I can't wait. I've just been salivating. Can you hear it? But I'm looking forward to it because now we're getting into, you know, the next top one. We're looking at the group's solo projects. We're looking at the downfall of ODB. We're looking at, you know, what really caused the splits between the group. We're looking at RZA and his evaluation of himself and trying to outdo himself and do more and do better, when it's like, yo, let's continue to rock and do something as a unit, you know. But it's hard when you are your own worst critic, and you want to do better. You want to do more. And you have a whole bunch of people that's just trying to eat. You know, it's this conflict of, I want to feed you, but I want to feed you the right shit. And it's like, yo, we just need to get shit now. You know, that battle is amazing to see. And then the trust issues, the failing of relationships, the breakaways, you know, I love this, and I cannot wait to see, you know, how everybody takes their individual fame when it comes to their individual albums and as a group. Because all of them, their solo albums, their first two, yeah, they were successful. I mean, look at Jizz's Liquid Swords. It's one of the greatest, you know, hip-hop albums. You listen to Inspect the Dex projects, and you're like, this man is a fucking menace, and he should have kept going. But then you see the Pretty Boy Method Man and everything that he did, and he's arguably one of the biggest artists in the group. And then you see Ghostface, and his first two was fire, but then Supreme Clientele arguably is one of the greatest albums that he ever put out, and probably one of the greatest albums that's in that group. ODB came out with straight fucking heat. That album is ridiculous, and for no one sounds like him, and no one will ever sound like him ever again. Raekwon the Chef, I mean, what more can you say? Like, you want to see all this, and I can't wait to see how deep they go in these stories that are remaining. This is amazing, and I can't wait to see it. It's coming out February 17th or something like that? February 15th. It's coming out February 15th, and I'm very excited. And the acting in this from everybody is fire. The dude that's playing ODB, I'm telling you, that man killed. And I'm old enough to remember everything ODB, everything Wu-Tang. Like, I'm just blown away at his accuracy and his style. Like, it's just so, it's fire, and I can't wait to see that last one. This is just going to be dope. And now I'm going to get into a little petty party, just a little bit. Miley Cyrus dropped the single Flowers, and upon first listen, I'm thinking, yo, this is dope. This is good. Like, I really thought that this is a really good song. It's fun, but it sounds familiar. And then when I realized, oh, this is Bruno. Okay, cool. Whatever. And then watching the video, I was like, yo, this is very, like, targeted. Like, you can tell that this is targeted. And then once I saw the breakdown video, I was like, I cannot believe this. This is brilliant. This is petty. Like, ladies and gentlemen, I love a good petty party. And she threw the petty party of the month. So shout out to her for that, because this is brilliant. How are you going to wear a dress that's similar to the dress worn by the woman that slept with your husband? And then how are you going to go to the house that your husband cheated on you with and do your ex-husband's workout routine in the video and then dance like nobody's watching in the tux that he wore to your wedding? That is amazing. That is creme de la creme. That's snacky cake supreme, ladies and gentlemen. I love a good petty party, and that is brilliant petty shit. Like, I'm here for it. I'm here for it. 2023 is going to be a great year for petty shit and petty behavior, and I already foresee so much more petty coming out, and I can't wait for it. I cannot wait. I'm fucking salivating at the petty. All right. I think this one is going to be a short one because I have so much shit that I got to do today. Like, I thought I was going to be able to put enough time away to, like, do a full-length episode. But when you get hit with, you know, homework and work and then, you know, family stuff, like, you really got to... Man, this trying to be successful and do things your way is really hard, and nobody talks about that. Like, people say, like, yeah, it's gonna be hard, but nobody really talks about how hard it's actually gonna be. I mean, trying to better your own life by going to school and getting higher education, that shit is hard because you really have to be on top of everything. You have to find time to study. You have to find time to do homework. You have to find time to educate yourself on certain things. You have to set time aside to be able to talk to your professor so then you can get further understanding. Then you have to handle or mix that with trying to build something for yourself, working on this podcast. I have to read up a whole bunch of stuff and figure out what I actually want to do and talk about. I really don't like having a format because then I feel like it's not really me. If I structure this in the way of other people, then it's going to be more of them and not me. Personally, like me, I have ADHD. You know, I'm doing five things at once because it's the only way that I feel like I can focus on something. And, you know, it's hard. It's really fucking hard to be able to sit down and really focus on just one thing when I have a million things going on in my head. And because I have those million things going on in my head, I can't format this in any other way. So I'm just giving you me, you know? And I think that is what will make this successful. Like, I feel successful because I'm accomplishing things that I didn't think that I was able to do before. And now I'm getting back into the groove, and I may miss some things because, you know, life, but I want to one day be able to look at my daughter and say, yeah, I did all of these things and you can do this shit too. You know, like, I want to inspire her in that way. I want to be what she, you know, needs me to be. Like, I want her to look at all of this and say, damn, Dad, you know, like, I want that, you know. And, you know, all I can do is just keep going. But, you know, it's a lot to not only just do this, but do photography, you know, do communications with people so then I can grow my clothing line and talk to other owners of clothing lines and designers and talk to, you know, managers and banks and all this stuff. Like, it's a lot. And I had no idea how hard it was actually going to be, but I can honestly tell you that I wouldn't trade a single moment of this for, you know, having that $1 million and not have earned it. You know what I mean? Like, I want to earn it. And this work, you know, it's hard, but I know that it'll be worth it in the end. And that's what I want. You know, I want not only to be successful, but I want the success to come from that hard work that I put in, all that blood, sweat, and tears, especially the tears and the lonely nights, you know. Like, I want all of that. And I also want it for you. I want it for you, the listener. I want you to be just as successful. I want you to strive for your own greatness, whatever that may be, because, you know, this world is full of opportunities. We just need to seize that opportunity and do what we feel is the right thing for us. You know, not try to piggyback off of somebody else's shit. Like, I mean, my podcast is literally all over the fucking place. Like, I talk about wrestling, I talk about sports, I talk about music, I talk about other bullshit, I talk about my life, whatever. But, you know, it's me, you know, and you're not going to find another podcast that's just me talking about shit that entertains me. That's why it's The Reckless Effect, because all of this shit is like entertaining to me, you know, or things that make me feel something. And if I make you feel something, great. And if you're inspired by, you know, whatever, it doesn't even have to be me. But if you're inspired by anything to do something, then go fucking do it. I want you to succeed. I want you to find that fire within yourself to be the best version of yourself, no matter what the hell that is. I want you to be great. I want you to be only the best version of yourself and not a version of you that somebody else wants you to be. Whatever that is for you, go and do that shit. Go and do that shit. But I also want you to take the time to, you know, spend that quality time with your people and the ones you love. And if you're going to commit to something with someone, then make that commitment, because that's also a part of being successful. You need your ride or dies and people in your corner. You need that. And you also need time to relax and take a break. Me, I try to take breaks. But if I'm being honest, my ADHD kind of fucks me up because I can't stop moving. But I'm going to make time for myself. I am. Will you? I mean, if you say that there's no time, you're wrong. There's 168 hours in a week, and you spend 40 of them working at your job. You spend 10 hours a week driving in your car. You spend 42 hours a week sleeping. Everything else, excuse me, the rest of that time is you making your dreams come true. So whatever your dreams are, do it. And in between that time, if you spend 2 hours a day, just 2 hours a day, that's 14 hours, spending it with the ones you love, that may not seem a lot, but that's more than anything. That's enough time to create a moment. That's enough time to create a memory. Do that shit. Be that shit. I mean that. Like, you got it. Anyway, I'm going to get out of here. And next week, I don't know what the fuck I'm going to do, but next week we're going to have some fun. All right. I'm going to end this episode with, well, you'll know, because everybody knows who this is. All right. Y'all have a good one. Be safe. One love. I'll see you soon. Wasn't in my home, wasn't in your sphere. Knew not who I was, but less than here.
yours.
You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, cause this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you get with this, cause this is kinda fat.
Come on. Where's the black sheep? Here's the black sheep. Even if we wanted to, the clock cannot be weak. Watch me swing like this, watch it, I swing it like that. Because in fact, on me it might not attract. Therefore I ignore, do as I feel inside. I live with me, I've got my back tonight, you know what I'm saying? Yo, black, I'm not playing. Need to go with this and go with this with no delay. And see, in actuality, wonder can it be? I made it look easy because it is to me. Anytime capacity was filled, tried to rock it. Anytime a honey gave us play, tried to knock it. Never was a fool, so we finished school. Never see us sweat and you'll never see us drool. Out to rock the globe while it's still here to rock. Don't punch girls and we don't punch a clock. Gotta go, see you later by the cat. And you can't beat that with a bat.
You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, cause this is where it's at. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. You can get with this, or you can get with that. I think you can get with this, cause this is kind of fat.
Engine number 9 on the New York Transit line. If my train goes off the track, pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Back on the scene.
You can get with this.